Monday, the 3rd of June. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today I want to tell you a little bit about a woman called Dorothy Hodgkin. But before I do that, I want to know who here has ever had tonsillitis? Have you ever had tonsillitis? Well, I know I had tonsillitis a lot when I was a child, and all of my children have had it. And you know, is it a very dangerous disease? Is it a scary disease? What happens when you have tonsillitis? That's right. You have to go to the doctor for tonsillitis, and then the doctor is likely to prescribe you an antibiotic, normally penicillin, which is the oldest and the first antibiotic, and we still use it a lot. And then you're sick, normally for 2 or 3 days, and then you go back to school. And nobody worries about tonsillitis anymore. But if you went back 100 years to 1924 and you got tonsillitis, everyone in your family would be very, very worried. It was in the top 10 killers of children at that time. It was a very, very serious, very dangerous disease. And even today, in our own time, if you get tonsillitis and you don't go and have an antibiotic, you are likely to be very sick and you might die. So it's one of those illnesses that you absolutely have to have an antibiotic for. So it's a bacterial disease. It's not a viral disease. Remember, COVID was a virus and tonsillitis is a bacteria. So antibiotics work on things like tonsillitis. They don't do anything for things like COVID. And that's why you have to see a doctor, because for ordinary people, we often can't tell the difference between something that might need an antibiotic and something that might need a vaccine. If you remember, you get vaccines when you're not sick, and they protect you from things you might get later, and those things are viruses. I want to talk to you about Dorothy Hodgkin, because Dorothy Hodgkin is one of the important people in the journey from penicillin, in the journey of penicillin becoming a useful drug that everyone can use. So she's quite an interesting person, and she's got a bit of a history in North Africa. She was born in 1910, and her parents were archaeologists, and they worked on sites in Sudan. So although she was born in England, she actually spent quite a lot of her life in Sudan. And when she was 13, she found a mystery mineral, and then she determined it was ilmenite crystal, which is a thing I hadn't heard of before I knew anything about Dorothy. She very quickly developed a love of crystallography, which is the study of the atomic and molecular structure of things. And it could take months or even years of observation combined with complicated maths to understand the molecular structure of something. She was accepted into Oxford University to study it in 1934. And in 1934, if you wanted to go and study as a woman in Oxford, you had to be in part of a small select group, because they only allowed a certain number of women in each year. They didn't just allow any woman in. They were very concerned about what was going to happen if they taught women, so they only let a few in. And then she began to research and teach. The very first thing she did that really caught people's imagination was that she mapped the structure of cholesterol. And so she began to develop a reputation for being able to map seemingly unsolvable molecules. So those are the very small things that make us up. So what's cholesterol, guys? Do you all remember? Have you learnt about it in NS? That's right. It's the thing that can coat our arteries and cause heart attacks if we have too much of it. And it's in fatty substances. Dorothy set out to discover the structure of antibiotic penicillin. So scientists already knew that penicillin, which comes from bread mold, that penicillin could be used to heal disease. But in order to create enough of it to actually be useful as a drug, chemists needed the structure of antibiotic penicillin to create large synthetic batches of the medicine. And in 1945, after 4 years of very hard work, she cracked the code. and she helped to save millions of lives with this discovery. She probably has already saved your life. I know she saved my life. I could ask Kenny, who is my producer sitting across the way from me, and she's probably saved his life too. Because we've all had a disease at some point or other that was cured with penicillin or with some other antibiotic. Dorothy continued to do lots of pioneering work in biomedicine. While working on the vitamin B12 structure, she teamed up with students to create a computer program that could map structures more quickly, and she won a Nobel Prize for Chemistry in 1964 for her work uncovering the structures of important biochemical substances, including B12. She also mapped the structure of insulin, which helped to create medication for diabetics. In her old age, Dorothy traveled the world giving lectures, and she died in a very significant year for us in South Africa. She died in 1994. And the last part of her life she devoted to campaigning for world peace. So she sounds like quite an extraordinary woman. She said of herself that I was captured for life by chemistry and by crystals. Let's close our eyes now. Lord, we give thanks to you for the gift of curious minds, like that of Dorothy Hodgkin, and for people who are willing to spend lots of time thinking and researching and coming to understand everything about what makes us human better. And we ask especially today, Lord, to inspire young boys and girls to be filled with curiosity about the natural world, and about chemistry and crystals and physics and all the things that help us to understand who and what we are. Grant each of us a sense of divine wonder and curiosity. We ask this trusting in your love. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.